Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. Come in, come in, come in. Sit down. A big, 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 big hello to the newcomers. Always happy to have you here. And of course, my people, my tribe, I love you. Welcome. So first question, hand on your heart. Ask yourself, what do I want? And the reason for that is simply because I want you to be focused on the good feelings. I don't want you in complaint mode. So switch from complaint mode to focusing on what you want so you can attract it. This is the place where you raise your vibration so that you can attract, in line with how the law of attraction works, all the good into your life. Now, I woke up this morning with the words, a confused mind takes no action. A confused mind takes no action. And I believe that in my rest period, waking from my rest period this morning, that occurred to me because I had several conversations yesterday in regard to a second business that I do. And I realized that some of my clients or prospects didn't have clarity, full clarity on the proposition that was placed before them. And when I broke it down to them, they were so happy, really saw the potential of what I had placed in front of them and said, you know what, now I can actually go and take action. And so it really struck me that a confused mind does nothing. So my question to you today is, what are you confused about? I would rather you walk away from a situation or stay in a situation because you have clarity. Clarity is very important. I talk about it as part of my vibe formula, which stands for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. Vibe is an acronym. And in the intention part, I speak about the fact that how can the universe know what you want if you yourself are not clear about what you want? Yes, so clarity is important. And usually I take time to break that down within the context of dating and courtship. You know, women saying that they want this, they want that, they want this, and yet some of those wants are contradictory. So it's about being very clear about how you want to feel in a relationship. Because if you're confused, guess what? The universe just reflects back at you confusion, right? So you need clarity. And Oprah Winfrey has been known for quoting this quite a lot. Nothing happens until you decide. And so a decision can only be based on one of clarity. Okay, sound decisions. So confused mind does nothing. Now, you may be that person that's heard this many times before. This saying might be quite new to you, and it might be an aha moment for you. However, the truth still stands. Okay, so we need clarity to make a decision, or you're not going to move left, right, you know, frontwards or backwards. And usually this saying has kind of popped up in the area of marriages where people have lost their connection with one another, or relationships that are struggling, you know, whether they should stay or whether they should, you know, just lovingly walk away from it. But the thing is, when we're confused, we stay stagnant and we don't maximize any opportunities that are presented to us, you know, especially in the context of business, which I was referring to earlier. that I had explained to prospects yesterday. So what do you need to be clear about today? You see, when we know we want to, when we want clarity, and we're speaking in the context of relationships right now, okay? When we know we want to try to reconnect with our spouse or, you know, partner or, you know, somebody that you're dating, we have no idea how to do that. And so when we have no idea how to do that, or we're confused, we do nothing. And that disconnection, as I'm sure you've witnessed, it remains. In fact, the gap even widens even more. So when we want to overcome the hurts of the past, but it doesn't seem fair, for example, to forgive him or to let him off the hook. You know, imagine yourself, you're in a relationship like that. We do nothing. We're confused. And so therefore we end up carrying the resentments with us. Clarity. When we want to be able to move forward, but our fears keep us completely and absolutely petrified, guess what you do? Nothing. Yeah, all stemming from confusion. When you think about the possible regrets of making the wrong decision, guess what you do? Nothing. And nothing ever changes. So when we're confused, we do nothing. When we want to have real clarity about whether or not to stay or go, but haven't been able to get that clarity for ourselves, guess what we do? Nothing. Yeah? We stay stagnant and we stay in pain. So, clarity over confusion. And where is confusion? Where is confusion? It's in the mind, isn't it? Confusion begins in the mind. And it all begins and ends in the mind. And the more that we think, the more confused we actually become. Then to make the problem worse, we go looking for more inputs into our already confused minds to help us to make a decision. We go to Google, we search, we go to YouTube to find videos on subjects that we feel will answer the problem. We go to articles and we search out for insights. We ask our friends. You know, we look to other people's experiences and perspectives in order to just kind of shed some light on this ball of confusion in our minds. But what does that serve to do? It only serves to add more fire on the fire. It only adds to the confusion of one's mind. And then this is where people usually then become truly stuck. So in order to actually lessen that confusion and to come to a decision that gives you peace, you've got to be able to manage your mind. And you have to couple that with an instinctual sense of knowing. You know, some people might say, you know, follow your heart. But what does that even mean? And how do you even do that? So I'm not saying that you should disregard your mind. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying that is that the confusion that lives there is what's keeping you stuck. So we've got to eliminate the parts that are keeping you stuck. And we've got to start using tools. But before I get into some of those tools, I want to talk about direction. So what do I do when my mind feels confused? Well, first of all, I have to declutter my mind. So What I do every morning is I meditate and I relax my brain. I literally sit there cross-legged and I declutter my mind through breathing, and I allow God's universe to give me clarity. Give me clarity by answering the question that I've put out there. You know, yesterday morning, meditating, I had quite a deep revelation. The fact that, you know, we think that we know that what's good for us, right? We think that we have our best interests at heart, but that's actually based on our ego. And what is our ego based on? It's based on our perspective, our perception. But your perception is neither right or wrong. It's just a perception. Doesn't mean that it's true. And so when we can let go of the control, when we can let go of our perception, based on the knowledge and the insight that God's universe has our interests at heart, because God sees everything, right? Sees absolutely everything. So when you can let go through meditation, reflection, and park your perspective, let it go, literally let go and let God, you allow for a higher power to come in and to get to work on that confusion and to give you the answers that you want. I can't live my life without meditating or reflecting in the morning. I've come to a point where it actually seems incredible to me to live a life without first seeking direction from God's universe in the direction I ought to go. And it comes through as an intuition. Have you ever had an intuition and you've gone against it to only then reap the repercussion, to then say to yourself, I wish that I hadn't gone that path. I wish that I had listened to that that little voice within. So this is what I'm referring to. Yes? You can set a goal. You know, you can say, by the end of this month, I want to make, say, £10,000 or dollars where you are, or whatever currency you are in the world listening to this right now. And yes, as creators, we can do that, right? We can set our goals. However, we don't really truly know the way in which that outcome can be achieved, you see. So even though you set goals to achieve it, you're not attached to the goals. You see, you're not attached to it. So in your wisdom, you might say, you know what? Maybe I need to land two $5,000 clients. But yet when you put it out there to God's universe and you say, I want to attract 10,000 by the end of the month, for example, maybe the universe has got a different thing in mind. Maybe it says, no, I'm going to answer that by actually attracting or giving you 10,000 clients. Yeah. I'm going to give you 5 clients that's going to pay $2,000. You just don't know. So that's what I mean by not attaching yourself to the goals that will lead to your outcome. So the reason why I'm sharing that example is, don't think that you need to get caught up with the how. And I think sometimes, or the most of the time we do that, is because we want to keep control. And sometimes that control feeds into the confusion and can have your brain working overtime. But in that meditative space, take time for yourself. Let it go and ask God for clarity on the situation. And then from that place, you see, we tend to do things back to front. From that place of peace and clarity, then you will attract in what you need. And the thing is, sometimes, you know, the outcome as you expected it to show doesn't show up sometimes at the end of the month. But again, because you're not expected, you're detached from how you expect the outcome to be, you think to yourself, it's all good. Because I know that God's universe has my best interests at heart, so therefore there is something even better planned for me out there. So it's about having that deep truth, as it were, that God's got you, that he's got your best interest at heart. No matter what happens, you walk out there, you break a leg. That's in my best interest. At the time, it doesn't seem at your best in your best interest. But then later on, you find out, wow, if I hadn't done that, then gosh, then this wouldn't have happened. Yeah, whatever that this is. You know? God sees everything. So, I'm not suggesting that you completely disregard your mind, yeah? But the confusion that lives there is what's keeping you stuck. So, think of it like, also like tending to a garden, yeah? When you sit there and you reflect in the morning, you're looking to raise your vibration by actually removing the weeds so that new growth can occur, right? New thoughts can take place. So you let go of that. You declutter your mind. You allow the weeds to be removed. And by that, I mean removing fearful thoughts, right? Around the particular situation. And in that clearing, you can now plant seeds. New seeds, new tools. And just like a garden, you've got to water your mind. You know, you've got to give it some sunshine. You've got to take action. And you've got to put these new tools into practice so you can learn what works and what doesn't work. You've got to allow yourself to be vulnerable. And it's okay to be like that, because it wasn't, you were not designed to lean on your own understanding of things. There is something bigger than you, whether you call it God, higher intelligence, superpower, you know there's something bigger than you. And when you do that and you see new growth in your life, a sense of how it's done is created within you. You get a renewed sense of confidence as you get answers that actually feel intuitively right for you, for the path, for the destination that you want to go. And that's the path of ridding yourself of confusion. You need to declutter your mind, because whatever you see on the outside is just a reflection of what's going on in the inside. Yeah, it's not the outside that's a reflection of the inside. Well, in fact, it is. But the order is that is the inside. The outside reflects what's on the inside. Yeah, I remember waking up one day and my room was in such... It was in such a clutter. I looked around my room and I thought, wow, my room looked confused. And I thought, is this what my room, is this what my mind is like? Is this is an external representation? And I got to work that very next day and I started to put things in place. Yes, I threw out a lot of things that I just wasn't using. I cleared my wardrobe. I took out, you know, clothes that I hadn't worn in 6 months. What was I doing in that instant? I was removing the weeds so that new growth could occur. Yes? Creating a vacuum so that new seeds could be planted. I was allowing myself to breathe, to allow the sun to shine on me, watering the garden of my mind. And this is what it means to have new growth, to propel yourself forward, to give yourself that opening to allow new growth to occur. And so I cleared out my room and I threw things out and I put things in order. And as I did so, with every motion, my internal mind began to feel at peace. So I want you to actually look around where you are right now. What do you see around you? Does it make you feel confused? Or is that sense of peace? Or is that sense of clarity? You know who you are. Do you feel like you can just exhale? You know, nothing beats having peace of mind. Nothing beats having peace of mind. You know, when you really think about it, even though it may seem real, confusion is an illusion. Because deep down, you kind of really know, don't you? You nearly always know what you want to do, but you've just got too much thinking about it all to just go with what you know deep down. And so that's why I recommend that peacefulness in the morning, that clarity, so you can actually invest in yourself and come to that point of knowing yourself, allowing yourself to just be and to allow it just to fall away. Now, many of us were confused about life and career, especially in these days of, you know, COVID-19, a lot of people having been furloughed, you know, even lost their businesses and jobs. And so there's a lot of confusion in the air at the moment about life and career. So maybe you might be that individual who's suffering from sleepless nights, or you're troubled with the direction in which your life is heading. You feel out of control. And so therefore you feel anxious, you feel desperate, even helpless. And it is important to understand the reasons for why you're actually feeling this confusion. How did you actually get in this state in the first place? You know, you might have different states of confusion, mind states, you know, over relationships. I know that's definitely a big one. Feeling confused about relationships. There's been a lot of divorces recently. And, you know, we have to take this into account, you know, in terms of our life and not just our career. So confusion arises when your mind is actually trying to find the perfect solution for your problem, for a specific problem. And it's really just unable to solve or to consistently come to an outcome which feels to you positive. No matter how you look at it, you always feel like, oh, there's a negative, or there's a downplay to this particular outcome that your mind's kind of arrived at. And therefore you feel in a place where your mind actually feels overwhelmed. You know, it's that point where your brain is like, it literally halts. You know, those questions like, you know, what if I get rejected? What if I don't say this the right way? What if, you know, I'm scorned at? What if I'm laughed at? What if I'm not able to live up to this person's expectation? You know, what if I don't succeed in life, right? And then eventually, with all of these negative thoughts in your mind, which keeps you at a very low vibration, you begin to feel quite weak, depressed, even, and anxious. And in turn, it does affect your health. So there's only, I would have to say, you know, a few percentage of our population that live in a place of, you know, I call them the evolved beings, that live in a state of a free mind, a mind of peace. No confusion. And they have an understanding of, you know, of how, I guess, the mind and the body come from a place of deeper wisdom, a truth of who they really are. The fact that wisdom doesn't come from yourself or your conditioning or what you've been told about yourself. It comes from a deeper place of understanding yourself, a deeper place of wisdom and intelligence. You know, that stillness, we're told in the word, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all things will be added unto you. In other words, seek ye first the wisdom of God. God has wisdom because he sees everything, you see. And I think for me, that was when the penny dropped, when I really got that. That I and you are not designed to know everything. You were actually designed to get into that place of stillness so that you can seek answers. Yeah? Do you get it? It's not for you to lean on your understanding. And so that's the place that we need to go. That's the place that I recommend that you go. And when we have that state of confusion, it's because we're not going to that stillness. We're actually going to our ego, which, like I said, is the conditioned mind. It's the mind that's been indoctrinated, the mind that thinks, which is the truth, which is an untruth. Sorry. That we need to have all the answers and know the how. The conditioned mind consists of stored data from past experiences. And obviously the understanding is very individualistic, depending on your condition. So the truth that comes out as a result is always subjective. Your perspective based on your conditioning. So from an overall perspective towards the end, it's just one of the many possible perceived outcomes for a given condition. Not definitely the correct one or the truthful one.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stan and Money Making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.